Hello, welcome to Smoshmouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Damien Haas. And joining us today is...
Courtney.
Oh, Jesus!
You straight up got me!
Yeah.
That's something you do year-round.
Spook people? Scare people? Startle people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You do it.
Is that right?
I recently got... Who did I get really recently?
You got Dina, one of our sound people, really bad once. And we weren't even recording. You just snuck up on her and scared her.
She was just in her own world. She was handling a C-stand or something.
She was handling something heavy.
She was doing her job.
Sharp.
She shrieked. And then I got Angela. That's a meme now.
Yeah.
I like doing that.
It's fun. It's a fun thing to do.
It's like the easiest way to, like, my purpose in life is to, like, emotionally impact people.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's just, like, a really quick one.
For sure.
Get them like that.
Have you, if there were a different path for you in life and you didn't stumble upon Smosh, do you think there's a scare actor, Courtney? Like, would you be at Halloween Horror Nights?
I probably would have loved a job like that. If I wasn't at Smosh, I'd probably be just trying to get so hard into, like, horror films and also just, like, scary. Remember, like, how, like, my scream was crazier than the stock scream at Horror Nights that one year?
Yes!
When we were doing those walkthroughs.
I think you would be a good scare actor. You'd get into it. And I think you'd be a polite, like, you'd be good at it, but you'd be one of the ones that, like, scares people and then runs away.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Should I do that next year? And, like, nobody knows that it's me and I'm in makeup?
It would suck if you, like, pranked me and, like, brought me to Halloween Horror Nights and then we had to go through and it was you to scare me.
And I scare you into the VIP line.
Oh, it sucks. So I'm going this coming Sunday and it's like, oh, admission is like $70-something. I'm like, that's good. They're like, do you want the express lane, little piggy? Because it's $260. And I'm like, oh, like, I kind of want to be able to actually experience it, but I also like having $260.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went with my younger brother a couple years ago, just general admission. And like, I think it's just not worth it. It's like, it's just like it. I love Horror Nights. I love it so much. But I think it was just a really crowded night. It was a weekend, and I feel like a blood cell in a clot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
crap.
And I really am anxious. That's like one of my things that I have in my. I brought a list of things that scare me today.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to get into them yet because it's scary.
Right? Yeah, you don't want
to. I need
too
to get eased into
yet.
It.
Yikes.
I will say, Halloween Horror Nights. You know this. Like, I struggle with it.
Oh yeah.
And it's not that I'm scared of the the scary stuff is not even the problem. I'm scared of the crowds. It's too crowded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is tight little spaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. I can't move. That's scary. Like, I'm not scared of the demons that are running around. Mm-hmm. Like
I'm
not scared of the demons.
Well, you should be. You should be scared of things.
I'm not scared of those demons, man.
I feel like we got spoiled at Smosh because, like, the first time I ever went to Halloween Horror Nights was through Smosh, and it was like, all right, we're going to make a video where we get brought back VIP to every maze multiple times. And I'm like, how do you go back?
Yeah,
we did a lot of that. When we were at Defy, we got, like, a lot of those connects, and we got to go a lot. It was weird.
I feel like a lot of things that happened at Defy were kind of like, okay, this would be a cool thing to do on camera, but also we kind of want an Xbox. Like, you know what I mean?
There was so much energy.
Let's just go to Universal.
Mm. Such energy.
That's so true.
Are you guys doing Halloween costumes this year?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Oh, really?
I feel like I spend the whole year being like, oh, I can't wait. And then it gets to be time and I'm like, oh, I was so busy, I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in New Zealand for a con up until, like, Halloween. So if I don't do it as of, like, filming this in the next few days, it ain't happening.
Yeah, it's hard.
How about you?
I'm bringing back an old one because I didn't get good pictures and content of it.
Sure.
And my hair looks more like Weird Barbie.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Weird Barbie, what's her name? The SNL actor played Kate McKinnon played them. My hair looks more like it now, and I loved that costume. It felt very me.
Nice.
We were gonna try and do
Johnny Cage
and Sonya Blade this year.
Whoa.
And even James was gonna 3D print the little belt buckle for us for funsies. But Sonya Blade's, like, her main costume lately is, like, cop. And I'm just like, I don't think it's like guy. I think you as Johnny Cage is so awesome, but then cop.
He's a guy in clothes with sunglasses,
a shiny shirt, slacks, and glasses.
There's this like Johnny Cage fit, the like insane one,
which we got that one.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated in Mortal Kombat, Johnny Cage is an actor who's also an action star, so he actually shows up in tournaments and he's just like, here, I'll sign this, take a photo, you know.
But he's actually legitimately really good.
Yeah.
I'm always really bad with costumes. I'm really bad about it. Yeah. I feel like every summer we have the conversation of like, oh, we should plan something. And then suddenly it's October and I'm like,
We managed to pull together that fun little like Blade Runner moment last year, like just for content. But that was fun.
It's also tough when you, are you the type, when you have multiple events, do you do one costume? Or do you plan multiple costumes?
I think mentally I'm like, okay, I can do this for this and that for that. But again, like when you get so busy, I'm like, we'll be lucky if one happens, you know? Mm-hmm. Like a few years back, I was Astarion from Baldur's Gate, but I had already like prepped a cosplay for that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, great. Now it's anything I need a costume for, that's going to be that for the year.
Mm-hmm. That was when you had the hair. Like your hair was already.
I love when the hair lines up with the character that you want to do. Like when I was redheaded was Anastasia. Like I relate.
And you were Bartok when you had those fangs.
Yeah. But do you have a lot of plans for Halloween?
I feel like I'm marathoning things because I love Halloween events. Like I love going to a place and everyone's like, oh, I hope I don't get scared. But then you know you're gonna. So like Halloween Horror Nights. I love the Queen Mary Dark Harbor.
Oh, I've never done that.
We only did that for content. Were you there?
No, I don't think
I was.
This
was like forever ago.
Oh, I went with the games crew back then.
This was like 2015.
Were you there?
No, I didn't go.
I'm like, was I there? I know, I was there. Yeah, Mari broke her tooth in half.
How?
By a ghost.
How? I don't...
Bit a ghost.
Doing game stuff. They were screwing around. They were so funny all the time.
Those ruffians. That one's super worth it, I think, to do like the express thing, because it was my first time last year and there was one maze that I just loved, and so I kept going back through, and you'd pass the same people in line as you were just like, I'm going again. Goodbye. Like, it feels bad, but also so good.
Nice. How's the food?
I didn't do any food while there, honestly.
No, and haunted food?
I love an event food. I love going to Disneyland on the rare times I do, and it's just like, oh, Mickey looks like a little pumpkin. I'm like, in my mouth now.
Yeah. Wait, so the Queen Mary, that's that haunted ship.
Haunted, quote unquote, ship, yeah.
Yeah, supposedly it's haunted.
Yeah, when they took the games crew and I there for like tours and stuff, like there's this empty, scary, abandoned pool room. And when you go in there, they actually had a track of like, just like eerie music and sounds.
Oh,
and I was like, okay.
See, I don't want that.
But then you're like, why did you play that over the sound system? And they're like, sound system?
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's silent in here right now. And you're like, oh.
As silent as, I don't know, a hill, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my issue with like when they show haunted things, places, and then they put scary music behind it. I'm like, well, now this is making my brain think of scary things and feel scared. I'm like, let me see this silent in normal lighting.
Which can be even more scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But sometimes.
Sometimes you got to lean into it. Like, do you like being scared? No.
I'm not like a person who loves it.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
I don't like it.
You just do it to other people.
That's my toxic trait sometimes, okay? I burp. I hate when other people burp. Well, I hate being scared.
You like to give.
The giver.
Chapelbone style.
What I actually really like, because I love reading scary novels,
ooh.
I like being creeped out in like paranormal ways, right? Like I love an ominous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love when it's like, ooh, what does that mean? Ooh. What does this does not bode well for this village.
Mm. The unknown.
Like that I love. Like, cause that fascinates me. And there's like that's where like fascination and scared and fear meet. Whereas like jump scare, if I'm with a fun group of people, yes. But otherwise it's not something I seek out.
I feel that.
I love like the imagination. So like when watching a movie or reading a book or reading a creepypasta, the stuff that I love is the like, what does this mean?
Right.
You know, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. I love that.
I enjoyed the first half of Weapons for that very same reason.
I relate to that.
Scary movies, typically when they reveal, I'm kind of out.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Oh, like they kind of took the air out of it. Like,
It's like, just sure. It's just like, oh, that's so that's what this, like, no matter how scary the thing mm-hmm. is.
Like, Jaws is such a good movie because you barely see Jaws.
Right. Mm. And that was, I think, a filming issue. The giant mechanical shark they had sucked so bad. They were like, we can't show this.
And it worked
thing.
In their favor.
Yeah, yeah, it absolutely did.
Yeah, I wish they did that with Five Nights at Freddy's because they showed too much of the FNAFs. They showed too much. Should watch I? The first 20 minutes okay. and then just ditch.
They just okay. change it up. But that's what makes the game scary.
They just blow their load too yeah. soon.
Mm. You catch a glimpse of something and it's like, whoa.
Was that was Chica? That? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
I do have one problem with haunted houses, which I think you probably saw firsthand when we did that like big tour that one time.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much that I can't stop smiling and I feel bad for the scare actors when they're like, rah, and I'm like, yeah, like I just, it looks like I'm trying to be like, you can't scare me, but like, I'm actually just you're enjoying just it.
I'm sure they, I bet you they like that. They're like, yeah, yeah. you're having
I
a good time.
I think if you're laughing, that's
I am usually
fine.
Laughing, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good response. I think what they probably hate is all the dudes wearing NFL jerseys who are like, I'm not scared.
Yeah, no, it's good, yeah.
And then they accidentally
everybody
punch
get behind me.
Actor.
I hate that.
I'm not scared.
It's oh, like, yeah, the people that just stare and don't smile or anything. Yeah. So it's like, why are you here?
I have a mask on now usually when I'm in big public spaces, so I probably just look like...
yeah, just... that could be afraid or happy. I can't even tell.
That's true.
If I get... This is embarrassing to admit, but it's a real thing about me. If I actually am going through a haunted maze or sort of thing and I get genuinely scared enough, like scared enough that I'm like, oh, there's monsters, that's when the chosen part of me taps in. Where it's like I'm scared. I'm like, oh my god, this is scary. And then it's just like, huh, this place is fucked up. Like, I tap into that. It was like the thing that I did when I was a little kid, when it was like dark, you know, and you have to like go up to get a glass of water. And I've said this a million times, but like I'm going through like a dark house and I'm scared. I'm just like, I am the darkness. Like,
oh my god,
like
that's what
I can
you
no
did?
Longer be scared because I'm scarier than everything else here.
I would sing.
Oh yeah.
If I had to go through a dark area, I would sing Mormon music.
Is that what's scaring people to come away? Because that sounds terrifying for me to hear.
I scare them back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, that's lovely for everyone else in that house hearing Mormon music start playing in the middle of the night.
Just, I am a child of God.
I would be terrified. I'm lighting that house on fire. Like, we are burning this place to the ground.
I just thought maybe the demons would be like, wow, that's beautiful. I shouldn't.
Oh, she's Mormon.
Wait.
Oh.
Did you say that was a child of God? We can't be here. We can't be near this.
She's a Latter-day Saint?
No.
Hey, look, apparently it worked. So.
Well, so did my I am the darkness. So, opposite
We're
ends of the spectrum, you know?
Can you do anything?
I kind of befriended those things. I told this on Smosh Mouth before, but like I found a scary clown doll in my attic in the middle of the dark that was like, it's a wind-up one that plays like tinkly music, and it was just doing that on its own when I went up there. And my reaction was, what are you doing up here, little guy? And I like brought it to my room, and I was like, ah, you'll be cool down here. So
Jesus.
We got the three different sides of the spectrum.
You're the kid in the horror movie that's like, yeah, I found this weird gravestone in the backyard. I brought it into my bedroom. It's just like, wait, why is our place haunted? Oh, because our son brought it in.
But then, like, the very end of the movie, I'm the last one left. Is it like pops in after killing everyone? It's like, thanks for sharing your video games, and just leaves. I'm like, no problem.
He just wanted
to
play Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Plot armor.
That's all it was.
Quit picking Blanca. It's not fair.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Tavala. Damien, do you like to cook?
I do, but I feel like I never have time between streaming, doing the voice acting stuff, going to conventions. It's just hard to make space for it.
You're a busy guy, but I believe in you, Damien.
Thank you.
Now, I also believe you've been busy, which is why I think you'd love Tavala. Tavala is a smart countertop oven and meal subscription that works together to make cooking effortless. Tavala has helped me on busy days when we wrap late and the last thing I want to do is cook. I had a crispy chicken Caesar wrap that was amazing.
Wait, hold on. Go back. What's this about a smart countertop oven?
Okay, it's an oven that cooks, steams, bakes, and broils automatically. It feels like cooking in the future.
Ooh, can I only cook Tavala meals in that?
No, you can cook whatever you want in it. And they sent me one, and I've been using it for all sorts of things. For a limited time, because you are a Smosh Mouth listener, you can save up to $300 on the Tavala Smart Oven when you order meals 6+ times by heading to Tavala.com/Smosh Mouth and use my code SMOSHMOUTH. That's up to $300 off when you head to Tavala.com/Smosh Mouth and use promo code SMOSHMOUTH. One last time, that's TOVALA.com and make sure you use my promo code SMOSHMOUTH for up to $300 off the Tavala Smart Oven. Remember, with Tavala, dinner is taken care of. Back to the show.
You should bring that oven here.
No. It's mine. Well, I have a bunch of scary stuff that I found.
Oh, geez.
And that's Selena
scary
found.
Scary stuff.
Scary stories. Scary things.
Oh, jeez.
That we can read and then, you know, continue talking about stuff.
Whoa.
Get into what scares us.
Okay.
And
get
things.
A freaky, scary,
get a little scary, freaky.
Gulp.
So I'm going to read. Selena submitted a couple things for us to read.
Whoa,
and
I'm
scared. I feel like I'm gonna read them.
Are these from, where are these from?
These
what
are from
it?
All over Reddit.
Mm.
Okay.
I've got some Reddit stories.
Are you
here.
Okay, Selena?
Actually, I was trying to do it last night.
Oh.
10, and I had to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, too scary.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's not fun.
I like this. Someone wrote in, with Halloween coming up, what is your story of the creepiest thing that's ever happened to you?
Mm.
Someone wrote, Infinite Space Goat is the name.
Space
of this person.
Goat? Oh, that's
Infinite
their username.
Space
I was
goat.
Like, is that
the
what
username.
You're scared of?
I was like, what happened?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Infinite Space Goat? This is 8 years ago they wrote this, but...
8 years ago today.
Last year, I was dog-sitting for my parents while they were on holiday. They live in a very rural countryside village in an old barn conversion, and I hate staying there by myself. So about 10 days into house-sitting, I woke up at 4 a.m. and could hear something downstairs. Thinking I had somehow gone to bed and left the TV on, I went down to the lounge, but the TV was off. Very confused at this point, I wandered into the hall looking for the source of the sound. Both the dogs were sat very alertly outside the office door. Then I saw that light was coming from behind the office door. I have absolutely no explanation for what happened that night. The computer in the office is my brother's, and he had been sailing in Europe for 2 months at this point, and his computer was always password protected. However, on this night, the computer was on, unlocked, and the noise I could hear was a YouTube video about Soviet experiments of dog head transplants. I worked from home the next day, as I was so scared I'd come home to find my dog's heads had been switched.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
And the dogs were like, huh?
The dogs were like, are you hearing this?
Yes, can we hear very well?
Oh my God. Ooh. That is something that scares me, is a TV turning on?
Yeah.
That sucks.
And it's like we talk about, like, we're chill if we can tell our cats aren't freaking out about something.
Got it.
So, like, to know that those dogs, it's like, oh, you're hearing it too. So, that's
interesting.
Scary.
It's very interesting how animals are, because they just know when something's in the vicinity, right? Like, I'll hear noises and things that alert me, but our cats will just be like, yeah, whatever, it's not, you don't have to worry about that, dude, that's not in here.
Interesting.
And then sometimes a noise will happen and they freak out, and I'm like, okay, it's a thing that's happening,
it's go time. I'm the dark.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I look to them, even though I worry that sometimes our cats would not be freaked out by something genuinely scary.
I had learned when I first got cats, I was like doing a lot of research, and there's ways to like help acclimate your cats and dogs maybe too, to certain things. So like certain noises, if something's happening and the cats look at you and you know it's a calm thing, you fake yawn, stretch, do something tired and relaxed, and then they know to be relaxed as well.
That's
like stuff like that.
That's how I got my cat Freya to like chill out at first when I got her home. Because I didn't know about like the scary noise thing, but like she hid under the sofa for like 2 or 3 days. So I would just like nap near the sofa, like on the ground. And if she looked at me, I'd like yawn. And so
yeah.
That's interesting.
Just been just be so chill.
Just be so chill.
Have you ever come home and your TV's on and you did not have it on when you left?
No, but I will say that electronic things like that are one of the few things that, like, you know, everybody has, like, little fears. That's one of the things that, like, really gets me. Like, if you're in the middle of something and it freezes and it has that, like, long droning thing on the same note, like, if it's on your computer and you're playing a game, it's like, we have to get out of here! Like,
that makes
me go, like, whoo.
It
like,
is it really
freaks
creepy.
Freaks me out
electronic
so much.
Electronic haunting stuff is trippy.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely one time, now... I'm a skeptic, so I like can explain it in my head. But I came home one time to my apartment, and the TV was on, and I in my bedroom, which I just never used that TV, but it was on, and I remember being like, "What is that?" But my head goes to I'm in a big apartment complex. that, like, I could just see it, like, either also just it turned on, like,
I mean,
electronics are weird.
I had a sound bar start playing Adele really loud at 3 a.m. because someone else accidentally, like, Bluetoothed to mine.
Yeah.
That sucked.
That's terrifying.
Someone as in a ghost.
Was that the same apartment that the penny fell on your head and that a bird flew around your head?
No, this was a different one. Okay. This was a different one.
Yeah. That was haunted.
That was just like a weird stretch where I had a bunch of weird shit happen when I was like 16 in one apartment. Yeah.
People say it has to do sometimes with like electrical wiring, but I know when we lived together in Los Feliz, we were like directly under some power cords, and I don't think
I'm shocked that house was not haunted. That house was 100 years old.
I mean, we had work to do. One of us needed to be haunting it, and we survived. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you did a good job.
Thank you.
You haunted the house?
No, I'm saying if we had died, one of us, or any of our 300 roommates.
Oh, I thought you said you were haunting it.
Oh, no, thank you, no.
You were being the darkness.
I'm all set.
Oof. We did have a neighbor who was a very kind man, very kind old man, but he would sometimes leave candles lit on our driveway.
What?
And I remember being like...
I don't remember that part.
He did that once, and I remember being like, that feels like... You're leaving a sign.
Paint a picture. You need to say more.
It was one of those, like, you know, like religious candles you can buy.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones you can buy at the grocery store. He lit one of those and he had it like right by our front gate. I didn't realize you didn't know about this. I remember looking out and seeing it and being like, he probably means well.
In his defense, he was probably in his early hundreds.
Yeah. He was
also like in the throes of dementia.
So yeah. Like,
but one time, I will say, even in the throes of dementia, you know, sometimes like an old man starts a conversation with you and you're just like, I don't know what the vibe's about to be. he came up to me one time, again, not always in his right mind, and he was just like, so, What do you think about that Hitler fella? And I was just in my brain, I'm like, oh, I hope we're on the same page here.
Oh no.
And I was just like, you know, not good. And he goes, well, I think he was a real son of a bitch. And I was like, good. Like, there we go. And in his defense, he probably remembers being like 70 and seeing him on the TV. So like it's you know, it's scary stuff.
Oof.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the oldest person I've ever known.
I have recently thought, what if he is still alive?
I think he might be.
He might be.
He's one of those people that's just like lives forever. Just one of those old guys who like, it's like he's probably very lonely. He would come and like take out our trash, but like our trash cans were way like in the back of our driveway. So he would walk pretty much to our backyard to like get our trash cans sometimes. And it's like, hey, George, you don't have to do that.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
He lived with his sister.
Yeah.
He wasn't alone. That's good.
Yeah. No, he was a sweet guy, but he did light a candle and put it in our driveway once. And I was like, in a lot of ways, this could be the scariest thing.
That's fine to do in LA, I've heard. Yeah. I've heard you can just make, I can just do that.
You can just do that. But no haunting experiences there otherwise.
No. I've had a haunting experience here, finally.
Really? Here?
Okay.
Yeah, because like, so I think years ago, some people were joking around and had a Ouija board, and they're like, yeah, somebody was here, somebody died.
Yeah.
And I was like actually pissed. I was like, why are we doing that here? Don't bring the energy in here. I don't like it. And then there was actually like people, obviously we did that video where you and Amanda did a tour of the place and checked it out, and like there was some stuff that couldn't be explained. I, just a few weeks ago, or I think maybe like over a month ago, we had just finished a challenge pit or a try not to laugh. And it's cold in these rooms, you know, especially when the AC's on. And then I was standing and then I felt this hot, wet breath on my neck.
Ooh.
And I turn and no one was within 10 feet of me. And there were people in the room and it was just on the pit stage. And like, it was a hot breath. Like, you know, that feeling.
Yeah.
And that was like, I was like, okay. And I'm going to leave the room now. And then like, just I think a week later, Marcus had like something pulled his necklace up, like walking by the cafeteria area. Like, just so strange. But that was my first having that. And I, at first I was like, guys, like, there's no way. But that, I've never had anything like that before.
That's weird. I don't know anything about anything like that. That sounds actually, I now sound suspicious the way I said that. Like I don't know anything about anything like that.
I don't know. I don't actually know anything about that.
But I hadn't heard anything about
I don't actually know what that is.
I don't even breathe hot breath.
It's definitely not me.
It's not me. I'll say that. I'm just saying, like, I haven't heard anything about that in, like, this space, like, that someone supposedly passed here. Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
No idea. I mean,
it's an old building.
Every building in LA is pretty old. But wow. maybe it's not gas leak energy. Maybe we're haunted.
That would be better. Maybe healthier.
Maybe some jokester from the golden age of Hollywood.
Charlie Chaplin's in my veins.
Maybe Buster Keaton's ghost is dancing around.
I'm glad he's getting work.
Somewhere. All right, I have another one.
Oh, okay,
let's go.
It's another one that someone said, what's the creepiest thing that's ever happened to them? This was posted by It Was, is their username.
Okay.
Also 8 years ago. I was working as a bartender at a hotel that a flight attendant was murdered in room 354 of at about a year before the incident. Anyhow, it was close to closing time when the MOD, a very small woman, comes into the bar and tells me she needed my help. It seems the fire panel is showing an alarm in room 354, which had been somewhat cleaned and left vacant since the murder. So the two of us go up the elevator and start heading down the long eye-shaped corridor. As we round the corner, we can see papers had been shoved under the door from inside the room with "Help Me" written on them. So the manager puts her master key in the lock and opens the door to pitch black in the room, and we hear, "Thank God you finally come." We both instinctively jump back and then see one of our maintenance workers stroll out the door. It seems maintenance had been using the room for storage, and once he went inside the door, the knob was broken off on the inside. There were no lights or phone in the room, so he held his lighter up to the fire alarm.
Whoa.
So that's like not a ghost thing. It's just like a guy got stuck in there with no door handle and had a lighter.
See, that stuff is scarier to me because it's like, oh, what if no one comes? Like, what if you just get locked in a room and oops, no one checks and you're just gone?
He tried everything too. Help me. Paper's getting help me.
Help me.
Very smart to put the lighter up there too.
That is smart. I will say, if he wrote "help me," like, that means he has something to write with and some paper, which to me would say, like, you can give some context.
You've got time. Yeah.
Trapped maintenance man, please call this number. Let the front desk know. Like, help.
Oh, my goodness. Spooky, though, that there was a room, like the context of the room and everything.
Yeah.
You know what, Damien, you were talking about electronic stuff scaring you, and it reminded me of something. Have you ever heard of SCPs?
Yeah.
You know, have you heard of this?
I was trying to think of a funny thing that SCP stands for.
So the SCP Foundation is a website, and it's a creative writing website, and it's actually so cool.
Hmm.
It's a fake foundation, right? Where it's a fake agency where they are in charge of managing and containing like abnormal things and paranormal stuff. Mm. And so anyone can write into this and create their own like article as if it's part of this foundation. Right? So everything is listed as like SCP-100F or something like that. They're all numbered and they're all written very like logistically, militarily kind of.
Mm.
And they all describe different anomalies and stuff. The first ever entry into this website was about a being this like, it was called The Structure, I believe.
Ooh.
It was made of stone and iron and stuff. And it was something that they were describing that guards have to be watching it at all times because it moves when it's being unobserved.
Ooh.
And it will move and break your neck, basically.
Whoa.
And so like they had to have guards on it. And it's like just this written very like unemotionally, just about like, yes, here's the nature of this thing. Like, here's where it's contained. Here's how it needs to be managed.
Like as if it was like a file at the
Pentagon.
Exactly.
They're all written like they're files. And there's a ton. There's literally thousands of entries under there. Now, most of them are about monsters or ghosts or things. But my favorite one of all time is about a recording of a basketball game.
Oh, you've told me this one.
Mm. Have I told you? Mm-hmm. I'm down to read it again because I love it.
Yeah.
So it's SCP-1733, Object Class Safe, Special Containment Procedures. The DVR containing SCP-1733 is to be kept in a secure video archive at site blank. Playback of SCP-1733 is strictly forbidden unless required for research. Personnel must contact Dr. Geller for permission to study SCP-1733. Description: this SCP is a digital recording of the 2010-2011 NBA season opening game played at TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts on October 26, 2010 between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. Agents monitoring social networking sites were alerted to SCP-1733 when Boston native blank complained in a Facebook thread on October 27th about a technical foul in the third quarter involving players Ray Allen and Chris Bosh that never occurred in the original broadcast. When confronted, the blank uploaded the relevant segment, much to the confusion of his derogators. Foundation agents embedded in Facebook's moderator team deleted the thread and procured the IP addresses of all individuals present to at the chat at this time to locate and administer Class A amnestics, like amnesia, like to make them all forget about it. Whoa. The Motorola brand DVR containing the recording was recovered for study. Study of the footage has since revealed the nature of the recording's anomalous properties. Although initially diverging from the original broadcast only negligibly, such as quarter point totals and occurrences of fouls, the recording has begun to markedly digress from the content of its earlier playbacks. Recorded entities have been observed to retain memory of previous playings, and as such have developed a burgeoning awareness of their existence. It is hypothesized that playbacks impart an unquantifiable measure of cognizance to the entities inhabiting the recording, with consecutive playings greatly expanding recall of previous events. This effect is cumulative and extends to all persons in the arena. Quality of awareness has progressed from reported feelings of intense deja vu by commentator personalities Mike and Tommy to a near eidetic memory of preceding playbacks. However, to note, no entities inside SCP-1733 have ever addressed the viewer directly or shown awareness that they reside in a digital recording. It goes on to explain it more, but it has a timeline document that I think is really, like, this is what always scared me.
So, so for in simpler terms,
so basically, they're playing every time you replay this recording.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the recording is acting like they remember the previous time it was played.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a time loop. So if you play this 100 times, everybody in that recording has lived through that 100 times.
Ooh.
So here's they have a document where they've recorded all the playbacks and they've observed all the playbacks. So they go playback 002, first recorded deviation from recorded broadcast. TD Garden crowd boos the Miami Heat during entrance. Miami Heat forward LeBron James observed to have scowled and shaken his head dismissively at the crowd. Playback 015. Score remains 0-0 for 8 consecutive possessions. Fans appear noticeably subdued when displayed on the facility's HD scoreboard screen. Celtics power forward Glenn Davis is able to execute a crucial block late in the fourth quarter on LeBron James he could not complete during the original broadcast, securing the Celtics lead. Commentators note Glenn Davis's dedication to performing well on both sides of the court in spite of the big threes, blistering ball movement on offensive plays. A nascent awareness of previous played games has begun to form. Playback 26. First Miami Heat victory, 112-85. Crowd becomes aggressive, shouting obscenities and hurling foodstuffs at the Celtics. Color commentator Tom Heinsohn understood the frustration, criticizing the Celtics coaching staff for becoming so complacent after having cracked the code of the Miami Heat offense. Mm. As this was the first game together for the Miami Big Three, it is unlikely any coaching personnel would have become so adjusted to an unfamiliar offense in a single game.
Ooh.
Playback 27. Commentators Mike and Tommy note a feeling of deja vu during the Heat's grandiose entrance. Crowd remains subdued during key Celtics plays. Celtics emerge the victors, prompting Tom Heinsohn to remark, "The Celtics have come a long way winning back the hearts of their fans." When asked to elaborate by Mike Gorman, Heinsohn could only respond that he felt the team had an embarrassment to atone for, but could not specify further. Playback 44. Teams emerge disoriented and confused. Game is suspended. Majority of the time is spent by medical professionals assessing the mental state of players, who remain convinced they had dreamt playing the season opener frequently the previous night.
Mm.
When informed of the situation by team staff, commentators Mike and Tommy affirm the same feeling. Crowd is also afflicted. Recording ends with courtside correspondents interviewing members of the crowd on the nature of their dreams.
Whoa.
Playback 45. Players refuse to play. Cameraman, facility personnel, players, commentators, and crowd members gather in the court to appraise the situation. All persons are convinced they are reliving the same game repeatedly. Doors are tested but cannot be budged. Recording closes as crowd begins to fashion makeshift weapons to pry open doors. Last instance of camera being manipulated by the camera crew. All following playbacks are seen through a single static shot of a broadcast view camera.
Whoa.
There's a bunch more if you want me to continue.
That's terrifying. terrifying.
It's really scary.
Chonky one.
Yeah, it's big. It keeps going. Eventually, like, you get to down to playback 73. The Faith Keepers grow in numbers after previous playback incident where three males were severely injured by an improvised explosive fastened to an exit door. No damage to the door is visible. Playback 112. Conditions have deteriorated considerably. Individuals leapt from balcony section and opened 10 minutes of playback 112. It's like the Faith Keepers have formed like a whole...
That's crazy.
And then finally gets down to... playback blank. It's like probably hundreds. First recorded deviation in arena light to a deep red color. Data expunged. Yeah. I'm like, that's the scary stuff I love, where I'm like, what's happening? Yeah. Well, we don't know. And it's just like, let's just put this away and not like, no. I'm like, that's the type of scary stuff that really gets me. Like, I'm like, ooh, that's weird. We can't explain that.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a word for that.
Scary.
I read a book this year. I think this is closest is like cosmic horror.
Oh, yeah.
It's like very like unknown. That has to do with like the unknown of like not aliens, but like the unknown of like what's out there.
Yeah.
That's beyond human understanding, right?
Mm-hmm. It can also be like a Cthulhu,
yeah,
like Eldritch situation. But I know analog horror falls into that too.
Oh,
where
yes.
There's like the like an old video game and there's something off about it, and you know.
Yeah, those are cool. I bet those will become a lot bigger in this coming, like people are getting really into physical media again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, analog horror is great. And there's a bunch of creepypastas that I wish we could read. They're just, some of them are too long. Mm-hmm.
There's a game I've been playing that I think y'all would probably like playing together, honestly, is No, I'm Not a Human.
Mm. Oh.
It's analog horror. It's, I think, done by the same people that did Mouthwashing, which was a big horror game from last year. Mm. But it's, something has gone wrong with the sun and it's not safe to be out during the day. So the whole game is you have your house and you know that, like, all the instructions are, like, you have to let people in sometimes. So at night, people will knock on your door and, you know, ask to come in, and you ask them a few questions, and they all look really off, like Uncanny Valley. And you have to, like, through talking to them and testing them, decide, like, are they a human or are they, like, one of the quote-unquote visitors that you have to be watching out for.
Whoa, interesting.
And it's, like, so, it's difficult, and it's creepy, and ooh, it's just, like...
What happens when you accidentally let a visitor in? Is it, like, a jump scare?
No, in fact, the game keeps going, but you will, there will be like a message the next morning, be like, it smells like someone died last night. So you'll go into a room and where someone else was standing, there will just be like a pile of trash bags.
Oh.
And so it means like, oh, someone's been picked off. There is a visitor in the house right now. We have to figure out who this is. And
that's freaky.
It's really freaky.
Interesting. I'm intrigued.
I think y'all would like it.
I have a hard time with scary games. Like, I love The Last of Us, but I couldn't play the second one. I only watched Shane play it.
Got
because
it.
Like, I just, it's really hard for me. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. There's something about horror films and like certain ones where like, there's not even like comedy elements where it's like, hey, you want to have a bad time?
Yeah.
Come right. Have a bad time, yeah. And watch this really scary, awful thing. And I like.
I agree with you. Horror needs some comedy.
I think like, so. They're very similar in tension, right on the line. And breaking tension.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, can I? I actually wrote a list of things that scare me.
Please.
Let's
May
go.
I share
Let's
with you
go.
Guys?
I wrote some things down too of things that
I've got a few off the top of the dome.
I'm not surprised. Things that I think are scary. Whoa. Wait, James.
Get out of here.
James.
Get out of here, James.
James.
Yeah, Smosh James.
James.
Smosh James.
You had the iPad in your hand.
Oh. It could have been anyone.
Crazy.
I love that.
That got me, mate. At first,
I knew
I was like,
it was
oh,
you because plenty of other things stayed on.
Okay, for the listeners, the
James,
lights
it was you,
flickered.
Right?
The lights flickered in an ominous way for yes. Those listening.
For the listeners.
Things that I think are scary. Those few moments at the doctor after putting that paper gown on. Before the doctor comes in and you're waiting in the paper gown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Okay, can we ever... You read each one and we'll say if
yes,
it does scare
yeah,
us.
Agree or disagree. Talk about it.
Not at all. I feel like a little baby. I feel ridiculous.
That's scary.
But I'm not scared. It's actually a very kind of zen moment for me.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of there just like, all right. Like, I'm very like, I think I'm just sensing a lot in that moment.
I wouldn't say scared, but I'd say like uncomfortable. Like, mm-hmm. it's very much the dream where it's like, oh, and you're naked, except you yeah. are. And yeah. you're just like, well, I can't wait to get my clothes on again later.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, that.
Yeah. Those medical things are hilarious because like, oh yeah, like everything's covered except my butt.
Yeah.
Birdie in the night?
Yes.
Our cat?
Yes.
We have a haunted cat.
Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
I know you've talked about this on the pod, but like these types of mice were gifted to our cat Birdie, and then one late night we hear,
hello! Hello! That's so good.
It is just like that.
Like terrifying.
That's so
and then
good.
You walk and down the stairs.
And I like got the flashlight on and I come, it was the first time was in the apartment when I shine the light and it's just her sitting and the mouse is right below her at her feet.
Yeah,
and she's looking at me.
Just perfectly upright,
silent.
Just staring.
No
just,
movement.
Whoa.
No, she's haunted.
That noise was so good, Courtney. I don't want to gloss over that. I have heard cats do that and I've had moments where I like wake up being like, oh, what's up? What's wrong? Because
I know
the cats will be
that
like,
was my first time doing it. Canon. People think I like do that at the house. I would not scare our cats like that.
No.
That was my first time.
They wouldn't be fazed by it, I don't think.
But yeah, she's haunted. Those either the mice are haunted or she's haunted.
It doesn't scare me anymore. The first time she did scared me. Now and I hear it, I'm just like, she's just doing her thing.
Freya one time did that, like, and came into the bedroom and did it and sort of like flopped over. And, you know, it was a medical situation where I was so freaked out. Like, so that was scary. But it turned out to be probably, we think, just like a really deep ear infection. So she lost her balance and scared. But like, she's great now. But it was just a scary moment of like, what is this noise? You've never made this noise.
Yeah.
Why are you wobbly?
Meanwhile, Bones will, like, on a couple occasions has gotten like a dingleberry.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just screaming his ass off. And it's like, get over here. Like, I need to help you.
He, yeah.
Hasn't in a minute. He's been better.
No, because I cut my hair.
That's crazy.
Cat owners, if you know, you know.
We do.
I got a lot of ones that I'm like, oh, I was not in a good place when I wrote this. Cybertruck trunks and how they were just closing on people's hands, even though they're like, we fixed it. And then it still did it again.
Yeah.
Trucks trying to kill you. Even when they're not moving enough.
Trucks are scary. Trucks are like a semi truck on the road. Scary.
Enough.
Like they're big.
And they're designed to be scary. Why do we have such big trucks? Trucks used to be so small and cute and still have the same bed space that they do on the truck bed. And now they're just big.
Why isn't Amazon just a bunch of little guys on little bikes?
Amazon.com?
Yeah.
Oh, like those trucks, those delivery trucks.
I'm saying in general, like, even like freight. Like, you could have freight, which is full of fright, or you could just have a bunch of little guys on bikes.
Yeah. Why is capitalism affecting the consumers and making us all have aesthetics when our ugly-ass trucks should just have aesthetic?
Yeah.
Let's make our trucks aesthetically pleasing and more happy and silly instead of what they are.
You know what? There is actually that little truck in Japan that I like kind of super want. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's that little guy.
The little guy.
Japan's got cute little trucks.
Or it's like the head of it is like the size of this table, not even.
Yeah. This is a little guy.
They've got cute little trucks.
The underground subway in LA. I've never been there.
Oh.
Subways are a scary place.
But
you're underground.
One,
you're underground.
Like, some people don't even know that we have one.
Yeah.
I didn't for a very long time. And I will not go down there.
Well, we lived like two blocks from a station and I had... my girlfriend at the time was a flight attendant and would fly in and like be put up in downtown LA. So I would just be like, all right, well, I'm not going to drive and park in downtown LA. I will take the red line right here. And so like, that was great.
How was it? Was it scary?
It was fine. But I also acknowledge like I was a young man wearing a hoodie. Like I probably wasn't the most afraid demographic to be afraid on the subway. So like, but yeah, it was stinky.
Yeah.
I think it's scary to be like, I'm not claustrophobic, but it is scary to be like underground.
Yeah.
Of just like, okay, like I'm in this confined space, you know, and like here we are.
I've never seen it, and I just assume there's not enough supervision or surveillance and that things will happen to me.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay. Subway sandwiches.
Elaborate?
What? The Subway sandwiches scary.
Subway sandwiches. They're just sitting in the trays, little parts of them.
Yeah.
It's like reverse, like. dissection.
Sort of a buffet sort of
cold.
Situation.
Mm, cold.
Bread, apparently same as yoga mat fibers.
Huh.
Legally cake, I think.
Allegedly.
Yeah, according to Ireland.
It's just like cold in there.
Yeah.
And that's not very inviting. And then when they go, toast it? I go... Yeah, because it's so cold.
With what? Hellfire? You're not kidding me.
I miss Quiznos. That's what I miss. Not scary.
I miss Baja Fresh.
Are both of those gone?
I don't
not
know.
Not Baja Fresh.
I haven't seen Baja Fresh in
around.
Many years.
Boo I'm Fresh.
Shane.
Boo Fresh.
Boo Fresh. Boo Fresh.
I like a good Firehouse Subs.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, no, I just, that one surprised
you
me.
Subway?
You're like three in and Subway.
I've skipped a lot. Okay. No, there's some in here that I'm like, I was not well okay. when I wrote this. Like
you were very scared. Alone.
The feeling that people in your life might secretly be tired of your bullshit and are waiting for a reason to never talk to you again.
Okay, that's a real fear. Okay,
yeah.
That's a
yeah,
real
I
fear.
Know, I know. I know. I know.
And want to make a Paranormal Activity about that.
Surveillance footage of people just like
yeah. Honestly, and she's great, and I always say that, but like she does a thing where
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Real.
Fuck.
Getting your bag snatched.
Oh, well, very real.
Almost happened to me.
Really?
Yes, when I was first living on my own outside my dad's with a roommate, and I had so many groceries in my hands, and my purse was perfectly like hanging off.
Whoa.
It was like my little, when I had little backpack purses all the time. And someone was walking up behind me, and I perfectly happened to like swing it back up on me. But he was like literally about to grab it. And then he walked past me, and I made eye contact with him. His hood was up and everything, and he like hightailed
Damn.
It. I somehow didn't get my little bag snatched.
That's
God.
Crazy.
The only thing I can think of similar is when I'm in New York City or when I've been in like places in Europe and people are like, oh, be careful of pickpockets.
Yeah.
I'm just always kind of like, thing right
I'm
now.
Just kind of like always just patting myself around, just being like, yeah. Right, you're not going to get it from me. Like,
and now there's the whole thing where it's like, well, don't try and pickpocket Americans or whatever. Cause Americans get pissed off.
Yeah.
Pissed off the name.
I saw that video.
And hold your ponytail.
Like, yeah. That's about right. Like,
I feel that rage within me.
Yeah. Well, because I saw someone bring up, it was like, yeah, we're not doing great financially right now. And we, like, in order for someone to go on vacation, like, they had to scrape and claw and, like, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take their passport and their money, it's just like, you don't understand, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I saw someone on TikTok, because that was going around. Someone was like, and that's, like, the rich Americans that are traveling. Like,
yeah.
Oh, come here and try to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
To your average American, good luck.
Yeah. Yep.
It's one of those things where I'm like, I'm scared of it, but I'm also like, if someone managed to do it, I'd be like, damn, that was impressive. Like, yeah. When I had my airbag stolen out of my car once, and I was like, how the hell did they do this?
Your airbag?
My airbag was stolen
yeah,
out of my car.
Perfectly surgically removed out of
perfectly
his car.
Perfectly surgically removed. And I took it to a mechanic, and I was like, yeah, so they stole the airbag out of my car. And they looked at it, and they go, whoever did this did such a good job.
Yeah.
They were like, because normally they're like, this happens a lot. They steal airbags and they sell them, you know. But they're like, normally they rip them out and then you'd have to get a ton replaced. But he's like, because they perfectly removed
like,
it.
Like uninstalled it, probably.
You just have to put in another airbag. So they actually, the burglars saved me some money.
We should be thanking them, really,
a lot of money because they took my airbag. But
a gentleman criminal.
Certainly not something I thought about because I don't have anything nice in my car. So I was like,
sure.
Oh, okay.
I wonder what's the weirdest, like, specific part someone has stolen where, like, you come back to your car and just, like, the actual, like, outer frame is missing, but all the insides in.
There's the paint is gone.
Yeah.
Just the paint. There is a car. I think it's a type of Toyota or a specific type of Honda. Or no. It may be a Kia where there's a part that's really expensive but also easy to remove and sell. I think if you look up a Kia, it's a Kia. And I think their newer models don't do it anymore, but it's like the Kia Soul or something like that where there's this one part that's like notoriously
stolen. It's the
stolen.
Hamsters that are inside
I know that,
of
the
it.
Hamsters take it, yeah.
I know the catalytic converter is easy to steal from a Prius and also very expensive.
Maybe that's what
I know of people. I know there is someone who works here at Smosh who's had their catalytic converter stolen twice.
See what Whoa. The hell? Same person,
yes.
Probably. Same thief.
Sucks.
That's something I'd want haunted. If I'm like, okay, you can hang
haunted
out in my catalytic
car.
Converter,
yeah,
but like, you gotta haunt
it.
This.
I've never heard of a haunted car.
Stephen King wrote a book about one.
Well, yeah, Christine.
Christine.
Yeah.
Christine.
It's a great. It's a really cool car where this guy, like, it's a new car. He got it used. And he's just like, oh, this car just feels so good. And he becomes obsessed with the car.
Mm.
But then eventually, like,
She doesn't want him to
when,
leave him.
When he falls, he starts dating this girl, but the car's like jealous of her.
It so like talks to him, right?
Doesn't talk to him, but it just like will try to like run people over. Ooh. And stuff. Like even, whether he's in it or whether he's out of it, like by the end. It's a really fun, like campy 80s horror.
What if it turns out it's like an Optimus Prime in there and it's
oh my gosh, cool. Hot robot, yeah. Actually? Yeah.
I love you.
I feel I a spark, you. An all spark.
Spark this plug.
Keep going.
foods that don't expire.
Yeah.
Oh.
My Cholula is a different color than when I bought it, but it is somehow still okay to have. And I don't get sick. And yes, I am still having it. But it's a good. Different color.
But those things age in a good way. Like they've got, they're like vinegar based.
Do you think? Do you think Cholula is an excellent year? Like Cholula can be vintage?
Ages like wine?
Yeah, it's like champagne because it's only Cholula if the chilies grow on this certain side of the mountain.
And the Cholula part of
and
Mexico.
And vinegar is in there?
Yeah, it's vinegar based.
So
it's probably not going to get harmful. It might lose impact. Similar to spices, right?
Like me.
Me.
I get it as I get older. Oh my god! Data centers.
Data centers. Computer data centers hotels? Are actually scary. Yeah. No, we're unfortunately like I'm not scared of ghosts much anymore because we're entering sci-fi horror.
Yeah.
In yeah. Our where
world.
We are destroying ourselves.
Like robots. We got to start being scared of robots.
Yep.
Do y'all know about the brain organoids?
No. What?
Okay. So this is a thing. And I'm surprised people don't talk about it more, and I'm not messing with you. Some scientists took some stem cells and tried to make them, like, brain stem cells, and they did. And they put them in a, like, petri dish, and after a while, those brains started to grow. Like, each one had, like, two little black spots, which receive light, so they might as well be eyes. And so they were letting them do just the brain growth thing for a while. And finally, they got to a point where it's so stable where they're now, like, renting them out to other companies
oh
to be like,
God.
What do you want to do with them? One literally... group has put them in, like, a virtual space where they believe they're a butterfly flying around.
Bro!
Which is the Matrix, kind of.
Murderbot is becoming real.
Yeah. Someone gave it one a spider body. Someone gave one, like, an arm. Someone gave...
Where is this? Where did you find this information? Is there videos?
It's a scientist TikToker that I follow that, like, reports. And it's they have, like, the reports on there. Not like, did you hear the scientist? Like, I'm pretty,
no,
pretty sure it's
real. They're 100% doing this shit. It's that old tweet that's the best... Like, the tweet that I quote all the time is the one where it's like, startup company CEO... Guys, good news. We've created the Torment Nexus. Inspired by the classic sci-fi novel, Don't Create the Torment Nexus.
Yeah.
It's like everything we were warned about for decades. It's just like, yeah. Oh, but what if we did it? I'm like, come on, guys. Like, what?
Have you seen Murderbot?
No.
It's a really good Apple TV show, sci-fi.
It's a series.
Organic material and robots coming together, okay. And how his body has material that he was like, oh, I can fix the ship with my own spine or whatever.
I think that's a bit of Alien Earth.
No.
Murderbot, he doesn't have organic material.
No, remember when he's repairing the ship? I watched the show more than you did, apparently. Oh. He has the lady do surgery on his back. They did surgery on a back.
Oh.
And they and she fixes the ship with his organic material.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, with
and
his
she was
organic
like, oh, yeah,
material? I thought they fixed the ship with his.
His organic material is like, it can, because, you know, we are conductors.
Right.
Humans are natural conductors. And he's like, oh, I can fuse with this part of the ship and we can fix it again.
Weird.
But maybe I'm wrong.
Last thing I want to say is about the brain organoids is they are now renting them out as processing power
okay,
for things,
great.
Which is literally
good.
The Matrix.
That's scary.
Good. That's,
stem cells.
No. This is good. This is good.
What if that's what we're in right now? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, guys. What are we doing?
Also, like, when? What is mining Bitcoin? Where are you digging? They dig it in their butt for Bitcoin. Twin.
Yeah.
Where is that? What is mining for Bitcoin? Where are they?
It's in a computer. They basically have this one set of like really difficult computer generated equations that get harder and harder and harder.
So you're
as you
digging
go.
With math?
You're digging with
and
math.
And you find money? Who put the money there? Who put the money there?
Look, everyone's unemployed cousin needs something to do.
What Willy Wonka the computer guy put bunch of Bitcoin that we just started being obsessed with. I'm losing my speech skills.
It's like one of those cat toys where the treat is in the middle and they have to like fuck with it. And that's kind of just like that with people.
Oh, God.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah, no, electronic stuff is like what is actually scary, right? Yeah. Like, right. And we're hitting weird realms of like, this was beyond our comprehension scary. So ghosts and stuff, I'm like, I welcome it.
Yeah.
I hope a demon comes out of the ground right now because like these robots scaring me.
I mean, Hideo Kojima said like for Death Stranding 2, he's like, okay, so we have a ghost in the game, but we're trying to scan it instead of just record it. And it was like, huh? And that's just something Hideo Kojima can say.
He is, I love Hideo Kojima. He is the scariest man alive. He is absolutely the craziest, creepiest man.
Oh.
Like he makes Stephen King look just sweet.
What does he do?
He makes video games. He makes Metal Gear Solid.
Death Stranding.
He's incredible.
You remember
PT?
Like,
he is a genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did PT.
He's a mad genius. But he says things where it's like, what's going on in there, man?
You're like, oh, that must be a mistranslation because he said it in Japanese. And then you dig a little deeper and you're like, no, he meant it.
Like, no, he said that fully.
He said he put a ghost in the fucking game.
He is somehow also hilarious.
Yeah. Comedy and horror.
There's a Black Mirror episode there's clearly a character that's inspired by him, I feel like.
Oh.
The like haunted house simulation one where the guy's in like, he meets a video game developer in Japan. I felt like it was.
I haven't done Black Mirror in years for this very reason where I'm just like, what are you going to do?
Too scary.
What are you going to say?
It's just real life.
Yeah.
It's just real life.
Doors that say employees only.
Okay, I like that.
That was one scare me.
I like that. Because, like, what's going on behind there?
There's an energy pushing me away when I see those.
Yeah.
I'm like, why can't I go? What are you hiding as a business? Why can't I go?
The Bitcoin.
I'll do you one up. When you see a door that is, like, blocked, like there's boxes and stuff in front of the door, or just, like, a door that is, like, kind of inaccessible, or a door that you can tell has not been opened in so long. You're like, what? Why isn't this door being used?
You know what gets me is in the similar vein. And so I guess we did find the common thread of like doors. If you're in like a really old building, sometimes there's like a door that is off the ground that is like way up there where you're like,
yes.
Oh, I guess people can like use it for storage or something with a ladder. But like, I'm always like, who? And then there's also like the other version of like smaller door on ground or basement level.
Yeah, like crawl space doors, like, those weird little closet low cabinet ones.
Yeah.
That people find like a squatter in or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
All those scary stories. What's it called? Like frogging or something?
Yeah.
Who?
No, that's a good one. That's something I have similar, something that creeps me out in a way that I kind of love is furniture in places it shouldn't be. So like imagine truly like you're out in the middle of the woods in the middle of the night and all of a sudden you come across a perfectly set up couch, side chair, and TV set.
Oh.
Just like all set up in the middle of a clearing in the woods. You're just like, and it's like clean. It's not like dirty, like it's in the woods. It's like, wait, this is off from where it should be. Or like we read this in a creepypasta once of
the stairs.
The stairs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, park rangers know that if you find a staircase out in the middle of the woods, need to turn around and go the other way. I'm like, I love that.
I think couches and stuff in the woods would have been scary to me in like 2010, but now in like the age of influencers and music videos,
especially
in this city, I'm like, no. But that was my favorite thing. For some reason, my small town, if there was like a bush with an opening, there'd be a couch in there. Like there was a park near my home where we were like, whoa, what is this big bush? It looks like it's hollow inside. And you go inside and there's a little couch and maybe there was drugs or things that would happen on that, but we would sit on it as little teenagers and enjoy it.
Yeah, I do that.
There was a big old hollow bush near like an old bus stop I was at, and I like didn't discover the hollow part until like way later, and I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think we love a little bush room. We love a little bush room.
And what else scares you?
The fact that Matt Rife is now the legal guardian of Annabelle, the doll.
I don't like that.
That's
so he
wild.
Owns the home at which a lot of these relics, including Annabelle, are kept. And he is now the legal caretaker. He does not own Annabelle, but he is now the legal caretaker because that's where she resides. This is a fact.
That dude has the energy of the first person to die in an Annabelle film.
This is literally the setup is him and this Viner, or he's not a Viner anymore, but his name is Elton. Like I had met him a couple times. They are now together working to make this place like a Airbnb that you can experience everything. And like, but like, this is literally the setup for like the next Barbarian type movie.
Yeah. It's like Matt Rife walks out in the middle of the night and Annabelle's out of her case and he goes, women, am I right? And then then he gets killed.
And he goes like, whoa.
Yeah.
Is she back, by the way? Wasn't she missing?
She was missing for, but she's back. And then the person who was taking care of her previously died unexpectedly. There was like some weird stories. Yeah.
My personal favorite go-to Magic the Gathering deck that I've made is based off of Annabelle. There's a little doll card called Arabella. And so I'm hoping if she ever comes for me, I'll just be like, hey, I'm actually kind of a fan.
Big fan.
Hey,
real.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can you sign this?
Yeah, thank you.
Before you kill me.
The other ones I have in here are a little too real.
Okay.
I mean,
but those were the like, because it is fun to find like, what are the silly little things?
Yeah.
Because I had some.
Yeah, because there's other ones where it's like, oh, big arenas or stadiums, unless I'm holding a hot dog. I feel like nothing can go wrong when I'm holding a hot dog.
Fair.
Like, no one's going to attack me when I'm holding a hot dog. You would never do that.
They're trying to get your purse and they're like, oh, Courtney doesn't even need to move this time. Like, they've got a hot dog.
I'm going
to
wait till she's done with the hot dog.
Yeah.
Newsflash, I'm going to have a hot dog ready to go so they can't get me.
It's like a crucifix.
I don't know if you can. Yeah, I don't know if any like paranormal things can attack you when you're holding a hot dog. It just feels too silly.
Especially when it's a kosher dog.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been blessed.
It is the crucifix of That's the meat true. World.
That's true. I wrote a couple more. Some of these fall into the same, because I wrote like seeing just a little bit of something is really scary.
Seeing a little bit of something.
When you see just a little bit of something, that's always really scary, you know? Like, imagine, like, you look around, you're like, and you see just like a little bit of something drift behind a wall or something. You're like, wait, I just saw a little bit of that. What was that?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like, that's what makes sharks so scary, because they're fins. They're fins, you know? It's just like, whoa, there's just a little bit of it.
When you only see a little higher.
When you only see a little bit of it, then it's really scary. But you see the whole thing, you're like, all right, I got the whole picture. But when you don't have the whole picture, you're...
Oh, like when your peripheral just catches when a rat perfectly went behind the wall. And you're like,
when you briefly see something.
Can I pitch you something then?
Yes.
Let's see if it's scary to you. The Pokemon Diglett?
No.
Not enough. Too much?
I think that's enough of it.
Okay. You know, I mean, but you have no idea, frankly.
Yeah, we don't have any clue. I love the drawings of it being like a buff guy.
A shredded dude underground.
A shredded
like a little
man.
Dude.
We're going to talk about Pokemon more soon.
In the next episode.
Oh, I like this one a lot. Someone in a window.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I even catch myself when I'm in a window and I'm standing and I'm like, I'm just gazing out there. I'm like, oh, I'm really scary right now.
I don't want to be
that.
I agree. I don't want to be a person in a window.
Because if someone out on the street or something looks up and they just see me just standing there, I'm like, that's really scary.
Yeah. We don't do that. Humans don't do that.
I was like, do you do that?
I love looking out a window.
Especially when there's something nice out there.
We have windows. Look out a window. Guys.
We have a nice little tree outside.
Guys,
ours.
I've got good news. Looking out a window is gorgeous.
Scary.
It's really scary, but sometimes when I'm looking out my windows and I'm just like, oh, if someone's walking along the street and they just turn and they just see me just... Now, I'm not looking at them, but I'm just staring
you're
out
there.
The window. I'm like, I look scary.
Cubic stare.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I need to, if you're moving around, it's fine.
God forbid.
But it's standing perfectly still at a window, scary as hell.
If you ever, when you're standing at a window, looking out the window, and then across the way, someone else has come up to their window.
Oh,
and you're
my
both,
gosh.
I have to close the curtains.
So, In my first apartment in LA, I lived, it was a small apartment complex, but across the freeway, there was a good distance, there was a big, tall building, right?
A lot of windows.
And a lot of windows. And I was a teenager, and I did have binoculars, and I remember just wanting to, like, look up and just, like, this is an office building.
And you had just broken your leg.
Yes. Yes.
This movie.
But I was just, like, looking, and it was always empty, right? Mm. It was just always, like, you just didn't see anything. But I was always, whenever I would do it, and I didn't do this a lot. I wasn't like a creepy teenager, but I would be looking around and I would always be like kind of scared at the idea of like, what if I was looking around at this apartment what if I was looking around at this office building a ways away and suddenly I come to a room and there's just a person just staring at me.
Ooh.
I'm like, that would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Like, oh God. Like,
I think it's unexpected for sure.
Yeah. I think all teenagers are creepy. I remember as a teenager.
Teenagers are definitely creepy.
I'm creepy.
Sure.
Because we're exploring new thoughts. Our brains have expanded in a weird way.
I think teenagers the teenagers aren't creepy. They just scare me. And they scared me when I was a teenager. I was terrified of other teenagers. And I've remained just as terrified ever since.
My Chemical Romance wrote about that.
True. Teenagers scare the living shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song. Also, if you're a teenager listening, you're not creepy.
You're not creepy.
No.
But you are scary. And know that.
You're going to look back in a few years and go, ah.
And you're very powerful. I'll
truly, truly, you will. I think I only wrote, this one's real, like being stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, awful. Oof. I do think I've decided that those cave diving videos, I'm like, that's the worst shit ever.
I could never.
Worst shit ever. What are you doing?
It's like, It's the meme where it's just like someone with a wife and two kids right before they go into like this cave called You'll Never Come Out Cave or like whatever. It's like the most unescapable hole. Like wife, guy with wife and two kids is just like, you know, I don't know.
It's like what? I saw on these TikToks of like people doing these extreme things, either skydiving or
Hello.
Let me take that back.
The ghost took his throat.
On those TikToks of people doing extreme stuff like skydiving or cave diving, there's always the top comment, which is like, the best thing about skydiving is you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But there was a cave diving video I saw that was like terrifying, where this guy was like squeezing through this tiny hole, whatever. He's like, yeah, and you need to exhale to like fit through here. Right? The top comment was, the worst part about cave diving is we all have to do it. We all have to do this.
There was these YouTubers that were exploring caves and like they had gone down, they like found a part that wasn't documented on their map, and they go in and they suddenly hear a child crying.
Ooh.
And a child had just gone missing and she didn't speak English, and they helped this child get out, and her parents were looking for her out there. They found her. If they hadn't been going and breathing out and going in tunnels, they wouldn't have found her.
You just made the only case for going to explore tunnels, so now people have to do it.
How about kids don't go in tunnels? And don't wear Crocs when you're going into tunnels, because she was wearing Crocs when they found her.
That's what did it. She would have gotten there right out.
There's
probably why. Sorry.
There is a... I think it's technically like a creepypasta. It's a famous one. It's one of the most famous ones. And it was originally posted on its like own website, and it was called Ted the Caver. Oh. And it was this guy who was like, oh guys, I'm a caver, and I'm documenting like my experiences in this cave I found nearby my house. And he also uploads photos with it as well. And it gets into really, really creepy territory where he's like, I found this weird hole. And he's like, and I'm able to like kind of start like breaking apart the hole. And he's like, and on the other side, like there's furniture, there's like things, there's all this stuff. And it keeps getting weirder and weirder and weirder. People like love it. It's fiction, but it's just really well done.
I did see a TikTok that I think I sent to you that made me laugh my ass off, because it starts out and it's this like guy in a cave, and he's like clearly trapped, and he's like, it's been several days since he's eaten, and he's kind of just like head down. And I'm like, why am I getting this on my algorithm? And it's just like, hey guys, looks like daddy's in a little bit of trouble. If you find this, I just want to say I love you very much. And Ben, you're the man of the house now. You know, you're going to have to be strong and support your mom. Jesse, you're the big brother now if Ben's the man. So you got to be, you know, good to your siblings. Tease them only a little bit. Tony, you're the elephant man of the house now. Your skin and your bones are gonna form different, and society's gonna treat you different on account of that, and you gotta be aware of that.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Jesse, you're the juggler now. You're the juggler of the house. You gotta learn how to keep, start with two balls, then with three, four, you know. And just, he kept going down the list. Like, so it's fake, but like.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's insane. People are so creative.
Yes.
That stuff scares me the most.
Yeah, how creative people are?
Yeah. Ooh. I want people to stop.
They will.
Everyone just needs to stop.
I got a few things off the dome that are scary to me. Very, very deep sea where things start to get dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thalassophobia, that exists
Thalassophobia is a real thing.
I think when it starts to, like, and I love the idea of the ocean, but like when it starts to be, even in a game, if it's like, oh, you're going to have to dive in this underwater cave, I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, what's that water game that
everybody... Subnautica.
Subnautica. Nah, I'm all set.
Yeah, there's a part in Knights of the Old Republic that's like under deep sea, and I'm like, I hate this part.
I'll never forget when we were fishing down in Key West when I was a kid, and we were like over 10 miles out to sea, right? Because like to go out there to get mahi-mahi, and you're just out in the middle of the ocean, and it's so deep that you're like, yeah, we don't know where the bottom of this is. And like, we like stopped the boat, and I jumped in the water. And it's trippy as hell to like jump in and just like,
and considering how deep it must be, like you are
a little
skeeter bug,
yeah,
but I'm just like, I'm like, yeah, like I don't know, there's just probably nothing for a while.
That's what it that's kind of what scares me sometimes. It's not like, oh, there's, you know, what's down there. It's more like we're so nothingness. Like my sister and I were talking about it the other day, and she was like, she's so funny, she was like, yeah, of course, that's Earth space. Like,
yeah.
It's just cold, and
I think it's like less explored and understood than space.
Yeah.
I think they're like, we don't know what's going on down there.
100%.
That's me with Subway.
Okay, I can see that.
Okay, yeah. I think they are in the same category. If you ask a scientist, they'd be like, yeah, Subway and the Marianas Trench.
Employees only doors. Don't True. Know what's in cold.
Well, they're probably don't know what's there. Building a Subway in there. It's so scary.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
That freaks me out. We talked about like electronic droning noises, but also like any creepypasta or whatever where there's something wrong in the game. Like it's not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Like I remember... in the first like Pokemon Game Boy games, there was a glitch you could do to get a bunch of items, but you fought a Pokemon that would like, it was a piece of missing data. So it was just this like mess of like patterns and designs on screen, and the sound was like super off.
Mm.
And this sounds like a creepypasta, but it's real. And the first time I actually got it to show up, I freaked out and ran downstairs, and it like terrified me. And I feel like that might have started that for me. But if you save your game after using it, sometimes things get corrupted and like, little corrupted things of data when it's like, here's your team that beat the Elite Four. Let's go through it. It'll be like your Pokemon, then one that like was not your Pokemon, and then like another piece of just data, and then that thing.
No,
like,
you gotta scan the ghost in your game.
It gotta scan the ghost in your game. It's real and it's scary. It freaked me out.
Yeah.
That's scary.
On a similar note, it also scares me. Like on the internet, there's just so much, right? There's that Doom mod that someone made. It's like
Doom
house
mod.
It's something. It's called like WAD house.wad or something like that. But someone,
careful what you're typing. Where are you about to get sent? Okay.
But someone in Doom made this house, and you enter, and like it's a regular looking house, but with Doom characters
Doom?
In it. Doom is a classic game from the 80s where it's like a shooter game.
Oh, okay.
It's like do you remember like the original, like it was all pixelated, and these guys are like at you, and there's a little face in the middle bottom that's like looking around. It's like Wolfenstein or Doom or Duke Nukem.
Okay, interesting.
It was like the OG like shooter game. Yeah, but it was from the 80s. But someone made a mod of it where you go into this house and there's the monsters in there and you're fighting your way through the house. And then like you go out a door, and then if you go back in, it's suddenly a little different. And basically like what appears as a super small little level of a game that someone made, you keep finding more and more, and it keeps opening up and the house keeps expanding. And they're like, someone made such an extensive, massive, crazy thing where eventually you're in these giant open fields and like crazy stuff happening.
Whoa.
And everyone's like, yeah, we think it's this one guy who made it, but we're not sure. And it's just like,
whoa.
What?
How like, many gigabytes is this
There is a YouTube video essay on it that's like 2 hours long. Ooh. Where he just plays through the whole thing, and it's trippy. And I don't play Doom, but I watched the whole thing, and it was eerie the entire time. And I was like, someone put all their effort into this. And I'm like, there's almost like, it's almost like with the internet and with technology, I'm like, there's almost like mad scientists out there.
Yeah.
Where
I'm like, someone with a lot of time and with the right dedication can make something that's like, who made this? Who made this mod? Who made this thing? It's like, we don't really know.
That's my most recurring dream, honestly, is like, I'll always go into a space and but someone will be like, oh, this is like my house. Like I'm here. Like I own this, or I'm like supposed to be here. This is my new room. I've even had it with like Smosh all living in a building. Like, oh yeah, we're all going into a new room. But then like I'll move something and I'll be like, oh, there's like more space back here. And then I'll go into like down some stairs and I'll be like, oh yeah, I forgot. There's the downstairs.
Stuff is crazy.
I dream like backroom stuff all the time for years.
Well, guys, I'm scared.
I'm really scared.
I'm positively frightened.
I'm really scared. But we're out of time. Courtney, thank you for being here,
Courtney,
for Halloween.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for letting me talk about the things that scare me.
Yeah.
And agreeing or disagreeing. Mm-hmm.
And now you have more fodder for what scares both of us, so you can give us a little fright.
Yeah, the last thing I'll
say. God.
That's right. I
you
got
know
you
what's
again.
Crazy is Dang I was it. Like, Courtney's about to do this. And then when you did, I legit jumped. That was so real.
All right. Happy Halloween, everyone. We'll see you later. Bye.
Sorry if I scared you.
If you dare.
You did scare me.
You did. Actually, I was
you actually
upset.
Did.
Very frightened.
And talking to the listeners, not you.
I pooped my pants.
I should have peed.